Ye, who had worked with Adidas since 2013 on his Yeezy line of super expensive, super popular sneakers, thought he was untouchable. Adidas gets an estimated 4 to 8% of its sales from Yeezy products, according to investment bank Cohen. For Ye, it was an even bigger deal, accounting for $1.5 billion of his net worth. But Ye's worth put the German athletic wear company, with its own Nazi ties dating back to its founders, in the hot seat. What followed was an even more escalating pressure on Adidas to sever ties with Ye, as his string of anti-Semitic remarks drew condemnation from the top tiers of Hollywood. For weeks, Adidas stayed silent, except to say on October 6 that their partnership with Ye was under review. The pressure mounted on Adidas after an image was released over the weekend of a banner draped over a Los Angeles highway overpass reading, "Kanye was right about the Jews," accompanied by a group of white supremacists giving the Nazi salute to the drivers below. The white supremacists were apparently referring to Ye's DEFCON 3 on Jewish people tweet that got his Twitter account locked. Now the road has ended, but there's always the chance Ye could relaunch Yeezy on his own. Just days ago, Ye made his first post to Parler, the right-wing social media site he agreed to acquire for an undisclosed amount after getting locked out of Twitter and Instagram.